U.S. officials say Iran's installation of more advanced uranium enrichment centrifuges before these talks is yet another provocative step. But State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says Tehran can still take the diplomatic path at talks in Kazakhstan.
The question is whether the Iranian delegation will come to Almaty really ready to roll up their sleeves and help the international community be reassured with regard to their nuclear program.
Iran says it's entitled to a peaceful civilian nuclear program, but the international community says Tehran has not done enough to prove that it's not trying to develop nuclear weapons. Members of the so-called P5 plus 1, France, Germany, Britain, China, Russia, and the United States, are working to expand international pressure on Iran to comply with UN nuclear inspections. French President François Hollande in New Delhi.
Je sais que pour de multiples raisons, l'un des proches de l'Iran et de son peuple.
India's influence is very important here because it can help to convince the leaders of Iran to enter a serious negotiation and to bring Iran to respect the international agreements of non-nuclear proliferation.
Johns Hopkins University professor Ruth Wedgwood questions the effectiveness of UN sanctions, even though they've cut the value of Iran's currency and its oil exports.
But the old lesson of sanctions also was the army eats first, the nuclear program eats first, and that countries will give up issues they're not particularly serious about, but they will not give up their core ambitions.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the international community must convince Iran that its actions are meant to stop the spread of nuclear weapons, not to bring down the government.
Iran must know the overall game plan, if you wish, and must see what is in for him in this process. Otherwise, we have to convince Iran that it is not about the regime change.
Making progress with Iran is especially important following North Korea's nuclear tests. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
They're linked. You connect the dots. It is important for the world to have credibility with respect to our non-proliferation efforts. And just as it is impermissible for North Korea to pursue this kind of reckless effort, so we have said it is impermissible with respect to Iran.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the failure to stop North Korea shows sanctions will not stop Iran.
If sanctions, tough sanctions, stop North Korea? No. And the fact that they produced a nuclear explosion reverberates everywhere in the Middle East and especially in Iran. They say, where is the world? Where is the international community? Where is the tough response?
Israel continues to threaten a military response to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons as the Obama administration works to convince Israeli leaders that there's still time for a diplomatic solution. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.